No matter what he's done in life, he's found a way to be successful. On the football field, he was one of the most dominant defensive players the game has ever seen. In his post-football career, he's become a trendsetter, doing things never done before. And his impact, making a difference in this world, has been second to none. Former Vikings defensive tackle Alan Page was a terror on the football field, playing in 9 Pro Bowls, being named NFC Defensive Player of the Year 4 times, and being the first ever defensive player to win the NFL MVP in 1971. But the Hall of Famer retired from football in 1981 and decided to take on another passion.
Whether it was football or the law, it's kind of no surprise because he worked very hard and he is putting a lot of time and a lot of energy and he really believes in what he's doing. It's no surprise, but it's nice that, you know, it's something else that I can be proud of him other than just playing football.
It's a path few could have imagined. From a working-class upbringing in Canton, Ohio, to 4 Super Bowls with the Vikings, to top of the legal profession in the state of Minnesota, Alan Page has done it all. But another chapter is closing as he retired as a justice on the Minnesota Supreme Court last month. The Vikings recently held a party for the man who has done so much for the state on such a wide range of platforms.
It's been a special evening. The warmth of the Viking organization, the warmth that Kevin Warren has shown and everybody else, it just couldn't have been more enjoyable and more heartfelt.
It just means so much to us. What an exciting evening. This has been, you know, playing with the Vikings was such an important part of Alan's career, and to have him honored tonight just really means a lot to the family and all of our friends who are assembling and former teammates and Viking staff. So this is a big deal.
A Hall of Fame football career is what many remember him by, but his legacy has reached far beyond that. He has the 7th longest service for a justice in the court's 157-year history, but his work in the community has had an even greater impact. Starting in 1988, along with his wife Diane, the Page Foundation has made a major difference in the lives of thousands of local youth. The foundation works to encourage and promote post-secondary education for Minnesota's youth of color.
I've had a lot of good fortune and the opportunity to try to make this world a better place is something that I'm excited about, that I've had that opportunity. The fact that hopefully I've been able to accomplish some things worthwhile is even more special.
I'm very impressed with the foundation of him giving back and involving so many youth, so many of our youth in terms of making sure they understood and his support for education, how important education is. So I'm just so happy for him and his family, Diane, and the rest of his kids. They're a great family.
Few will ever be able to match what number 88 brought to the football field as one of the NFL's most dominating defensive linemen. But Alan Page's legacy has stretched well beyond the football field. He retired this summer from his second profession, but his impact to society will never go away. It's what has made Alan Page a Hall of Fame football player and a Hall of Fame person.
Truly overwhelming to think about, you know, what he accomplished on the football field and then as a lawyer reaching the highest bench in Minnesota, Supreme Court Justice. It's truly overwhelming, but in a good way, because he's a remarkable person and father.
He has brought to the Supreme Court the intellectual depth and breadth that is really important for a justice. And what he has done in founding the Page Education Foundation has just been fantastic. And he is truly an outstanding person.